Welcome back to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. A Rapid City couple is preparing to challenge South Dakota's constitutional ban on same-sex marriage. Nancy Robron and Jenny Rosencrantz tried to get a marriage license at the Pennington County Courthouse last week, but were denied. The couple, together for 27 years, plan on getting married in Minneapolis next month. Same-sex marriage is legal in Minnesota. When Robron and Rosencrantz return to South Dakota, they plan on filing a lawsuit challenging the state for not recognizing their marriage certificate and the benefits that come with it. The two women own a business, provide foster care for rescue dogs, and have grown children and grandchildren. And since announcing their intentions last week, they've been at the center of a lot of attention. SDPB's Victoria Wicks recently spoke with the couple. Nancy Robron is the first voice you'll hear. Her partner, Jenny Rosencrantz, says she agreed to take part in the very public action on condition that she won't have to be the one doing the talking, although she weighs in on occasion during the conversation with Victoria Wicks.
So it's your intention to be married in Minnesota and then to come back to South Dakota and challenge South Dakota's laws.
We're going to go to Minnesota and get married in Minnesota where it's legal. We're coming back to South Dakota, and our suit will be South Dakota's non-acceptance of Minnesota's license and denying us the state benefits that we have a right to.
Has this gone to the Supreme Court? I remember some Supreme Court action not very long ago, and
that was the DOMA. That struck down. They had to allow the federal benefits, okay, with that. That was DOMA.
That was Defense of Marriage Act that was found to be.
Right, exactly. That got struck down. Okay. But they didn't go the next step and insist that the states accept marriage. They left it to each state. They didn't take it all the way.
So what you're going to be doing is battling in South Dakota courts. And the Supreme Court said it's not going to go beyond that?
No, they're not ready for it yet. Okay, when the civil rights went through, there were 26 states that had voted to allow blacks to be the same as whites. And that's when the Supreme Court made it the law of the land. There were 26 states who had already done it. Right now, we are 17 states that have marriage or some kind of civil union. And there with South Dakota, it will be 18 states have some kind of lawsuit percolating its way up, okay? One of the strongest suits that's out there right now is the one in Texas. That district judge there based his decision on 8 other states. So he pulled all of them into his. And there's kind of a collective idea that that one will be the one that'll work its way up to Supreme Court, which is kind of odd that is coming out of Texas.
So a Texas judge ruled a ban to be unconstitutional?
Basically what he said is they have the right to be married, okay? And now it has to work its way up, all right? And so there are 17 states right now that have some form of it, either working in their legislature or it's coming out through federal court, okay? So there are 17 states at play. Okay. Besides the 17 that already have it. Okay, so at some point, the Supreme Court can't rule against it because it's becoming, I mean, it's got so much positive momentum going for it.
Some states offer civil commitments as opposed to marriage.
It's a way for them to feel good. They did something, okay, but it's wrong. It's not the full platter of things that you can get. That would be similar to a straight couple getting married, okay? There's things missing in those, and that's not right. We have the same rights as anybody else. We should get everything they get.
What are the benefits that you see?
On the federal level, because we're getting married in Minnesota and they recognize marriage, on the federal level, we get all the federal benefits. So right to inheritance, filing joint tax forms, filing bankruptcy is one as a couple, where prior to that, if that was the situation with a couple, they would have to each file separately, which is way more expensive. So on the federal level, we get to take all of those benefits by getting married in Minnesota. We have spent thousands of dollars putting powers of attorney in place to protect one another. Okay.
Is that kind of like the civil commitment thing? That's what a civil commitment does, is provide the legalities of it?
I don't know what civil. I don't know what each state allows with their civil commitment. I don't know that they're all the same. Okay, I think each state might vary with that. Okay, but that might be some of the protections they got with a civil commitment. But in South Dakota, we have none. Okay, until they recognize either Minnesota's license or they allow marriage here. Okay,
so state law has certain protections for married couples, but if you're not a legally married couple in South Dakota, then you have to get a lawyer and file the paperwork mm-hmm. and all of that stuff, just this step and that step.
Well, just the name change, okay? If you decided that you were going to change your name to Mary Smith, you could go to the courthouse and fill out paperwork for that. And you have to post, thank God there's newspapers yet, you have to post 4 times in the newspaper. You have to pay for that, okay, so that the creditors can come forward and get everything cleaned up. Okay, you have to go through all of that process to change your name. If you were to get married, there's none of that. That marriage license takes care of that, okay? We are going to combine our last names. Our last name is going to be Rose and Braun. When we come back from Minneapolis, we're going to the courthouse, and we're going to ask them to recognize that name.
They're not going to do it, are they?
We're going to have to go through, we'll probably have to go through that same process where we have to post it in the newspaper 4 times and pay for it. Again, it costs us more money to accomplish what you can accomplish with a marriage license. And that's where it becomes all wrong. What we're doing isn't just about Jen and I. It is not. Okay. We got an email from, somebody posted on Facebook that they were considering doing what we were doing. Okay. And they had to stop because they have young children who are in school that are being bullied right now because they have 2 moms. And they didn't want to add to it by going public and taking on the state of South Dakota. But they wanted to do it. But they chose to help their children by not doing it. So they were supportive of us and what we were doing. So
those are people from South Dakota?
Yes, yes, from here, yes.
From Rapid City.
Right, right. And last night, we know this woman who has children, met her, the love of her life. I mean, this couple is just meant for each other, totally. But before this happened, this woman, her husband was going to sign the divorce papers. She meets this woman online. The woman moves with her daughter here to Rapid. It's a perfect relationship. I mean, it's just amazing how well the kids came together, the 2 women came together. Well, once he saw this, last night he served her with papers for custody. Simply because she's living with a woman. Yeah, prior to that,
if he gets the right judge, he's going to tell him no, because yeah. That happened to me.
Yeah. That your husband sued for custody after you came out?
Well, no. We were in court for a divorce, and the judge asked if he agreed or disagreed with the divorce decree, and he kept pointing towards his paper, and I thought, oh, no, here it comes. Well, he wanted this no cohabitation until the boys were 18 years old. Yeah, right. So the judge he says, stop the court recorder. This is not going to happen. He says, who do you think you are? You're not God.
And was that here in Rapid City?
Yes, it was.
Like Jen, I ended up in court in 75 for my kids, and it was a full custody hearing. And when I walked out of the courtroom, I said to my attorney, everybody told me to lie to the kids in 1975. Don't tell anybody about your relationship. Lie to your kids, okay? Because when you go into court, it's not going to be kind to you, okay? So that way you can go and say, nope, I don't have a relationship with her. Well, I wasn't raised to do that. And that was not fair to the kids. To see one thing and then hear a lie, you can't do that. So I went to court saying I was gay. Walking out of the courtroom, I said to my attorney, well, I'm in Milwaukee. I'm really thrilled that there were people that went before me. I'm not the first one. And she goes, we debated whether we should tell you before this or now. She said, but you are the first one. And I went, I just lost my kids. You can't be the first one to go through and win. You just can't. And so for 10 days, my life was just suspended. came back here and waited it out and got the phone call from her, and she said, you got him. And so that case law was studied for years in colleges, in law schools, and taken out by other people fighting the same fight. The attorney told me, she said, we were constantly mailing that out to people, you know. So what that did for both of us is no one can hurt us with the fact that we're gay because we have our kids. Nobody took our kids away.
So you were both married at some point and living the straight life, and then you made discoveries, or how did that work, and what did your families think when you did that?
My family didn't know. Then I found out that my ex had gone to my family, and that's how my dad found out. I don't know how my mother found out, but she did ask me before she passed, and I said yes, and she took it pretty hard. And actually, for nieces, nephews, the most of them have nothing to do with me. That happens a lot with people, you know. It's sad. Actually, Nancy's family was nicer to me than my own family.
And how about your boys?
My boys are fine. The youngest one is here. And I went and told him, I said, I need to talk to you and tell you that we are getting married. And we talked a little bit. And he says, well, have fun, Mom. And the other one I called, he's a preacher. And I said, I'm getting married, and I thought I'd better let you know. He ignored that completely, did not go there. And I really expected that he would blow up, but he didn't do that or anything else. And it's not very often, but when he and his family come here, they generally stay some time. And last time they stayed at our house, you know, so that doesn't really bother him. And if somebody says something about me, he'll say, well, that's my mom. So even though he didn't answer me when I told him the news, I know it's okay.
And your family?
I have a boy and a girl. Both of them live in Minneapolis. This has been Grandma Jen, you know, as the grandkids. She has two grandchildren, and then I have four. So we have six together, and this has been Grandma Jen. You know, she's been part of the family. It's been, as far as the kids go, it's totally okay. In fact, we're going to go visit both of them when we're back in Minneapolis and spend time with both of them. As far as my family goes, my brothers and sisters, yeah, there's an acceptance there. And same thing with nieces and nephews. I don't have a problem with any of them, really. They've just been great. But that said, they live 900 miles away. I don't know what the environment would be like if we were there. We are working at setting the date for the actual marriage ceremony. Jen had picked up the application when she was over there last October, and they gave us a list of justices of the peace that do it, but that felt like yellow page shopping, you know. It just didn't feel right. So we've been using whatever connections we can find for names, and David came up with the best connection we've had so far. So we're going to give that church a call.
Okay, so you want to get married in a church?
That isn't the driving force, being in a church. That's not the driving force. What is that it be done with feeling, it be done with a ceremony to it, that it's just not somebody reading something out of a book and then says, there you go, you're done. Partly because about 4 years ago, I was taking my grandson, who lives in Minneapolis, to school. And he, out of the clear blue, out of the back seat, he goes, well, how do you feel about the fact that you and Grandma Jen can't get married like Mom and Dad? And I'm going, whoa, that's the first conversation we've ever had, you know. And I said, well, I did never think it would happen in my lifetime, you know. So I never thought about it. It was never saw it as an option. But it's coming. It's coming slow, but it will happen. So I said, maybe Grandma Jen and I need to take a look at that. You know, I think that it's something that needs to be considered, you know. And so I didn't think it would happen this fast. Neither one of us did, you know. We never thought it would be this soon.
It had better be soon. You see gray hair?
So for that grandchild, okay, I think that it needs to have an importance to it, not just have it be someone reading words. I want them to, they are basing our relationship on what they see with their mom and dad. Their parents have been together and married for 20 years, you know, and so we're not, okay? But we've been together as long or longer.
That's Nancy Robron speaking with SDPB's Victoria Wicks. She and her partner Jenny Rosenkrantz plan on challenging South Dakota's constitutional ban on same-sex marriage. They're preparing to file a lawsuit after getting married in Minnesota next month.